USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The director of the Centers for Disease Control has given the go-ahead to begin vaccinations against coronavirus. Robert Redfield signed off on the recommendations from the CDC's advisory committee Sunday, meaning shots could be administered as early as Monday. The FDA commissioner says he hopes vaccine deliveries will be on time to hit that mark. Dr. Stephen Hahn tells CNN that hospitals are ready to vaccinate their workers.
Well, my hope, again, is that this happens very expeditiously, hopefully tomorrow. We've seen the vaccines go out. We've seen the press reports of hospitals waiting to vaccinate healthcare workers and those most vulnerable, according to the recommendations of the ACIP and the CDC. So it would be my greatest hope and desire that occur tomorrow.
Vaccines began to leave the Pfizer facility in Michigan on Sunday morning, bound for hundreds of vaccination sites across the country. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump has increased his criticism of Attorney General William Barr since news last week that the Department of Justice has been investigating President-elect Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Barr reportedly knew of the investigation in the spring, but kept that information private. The president tweeting Saturday asking why Barr didn't interject when Biden said during a presidential debate that there was no investigation. On Sunday, he told Fox News that even Robert Mueller stood up when false information was put out, but Barr did not.
Joe Biden lied on the debate stage. He said there's nothing happening, and Bill Barr should have stepped up. I'll tell you what, say what you want about Robert Mueller. When BuzzFeed put out a phony article, I think it was BuzzFeed, but BuzzFeed put out a phony article, Bob Mueller stepped out and he said that article was a phony, and then there was ultimately proven no collusion. No, after 2 years, no collusion. But Bob Mueller stood up and he interjected that this article was false. Bill Barr should have done the same thing.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
With vaccinations against COVID set to start this week, just 10 months after the beginning of the global coronavirus pandemic, many are crediting President Trump's Operation Warp Speed with a medical miracle. The president agrees, telling Fox News that if someone else was in the White House, the world would still be waiting on a vaccine.
If I wasn't president, according to almost everybody, even the enemy, if I wasn't president, you wouldn't have a vaccine for 5 years, okay? I pushed the FDA and companies and everybody else involved like nobody's ever been pushed before, and now you have it rolling out. And frankly, they could have done it last week. They could have even done it a week sooner, and they heard from me. But this has been a great, really medical miracle. They call it a medical miracle. And it's going to have a tremendous impact. 95% effective. We have Moderna coming out next week, very soon. We have Johnson & Johnson, a one-shot vaccine coming out. All great companies.
The coaching carousel in college football has begun. Auburn firing head coach Gus Malzahn after 8 seasons at the helm. He led the Tigers to an SEC championship and the national championship game in 2013, his first season with the school. And legendary British spy author John le Carré passed away Saturday night, according to his literary agency. Le Carré was the author of more than 20 novels and best known for his stories featuring British intelligence officer George Smiley. Many of his Cold War spy thrillers have been adapted for film and television, most famously Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, The Russia House, and The Tailor of Panama. His latest novel, Agent Running in the Field, was released last October. Le Carré was 89. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.